DJ Double D with the beats in here, baby. We're back here
from my massive music bench
that you hid from us for a while.
For a long while.
Stop it.
Kept all the good stuff, man.
Just get over it, all right, guys?
Get over it. We're back here. Blow the whistle on twitch.tv/sportsoundshy. Here, as always, with you, Tyler, EO Ball and Shane, Butterball, Beaterball, Landry, Pepe, Valentin, and David Double D Dykstra here with you guys.
Now, wait a minute.
On this wonderful hump day.
Wait a minute.
What? Every time I say something.
Say your name.
What?
Oh, say Valentin.
There you go.
Damn it. I said Valentin.
I was just going to let it go, but he didn't let it go.
I'm not going to let it go. We've known you for almost over 3 years now. I'm not letting that go.
No, I know.
No, you're right.
It still says it wrong, by the way, on the app to get into this building.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Like the fact that like people that have known you for as long as they've known you pronounced your name wrong for the longest time used to crack me up. Happened all the time on fake football guys.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Hey, you know what the best part?
JC would do a Valentin, yeah. And I'm like, oh my god.
Well, and let's not forget there was somebody who is no longer here who used to call me every other name except my name. And I've been here for like 6 years.
Who are you again?
Yeah. Alex? Right? Adam?
Alex. Adam?
Sean? What?
I said,
that's not even close.
There's not an S in my name.
I honestly went up to him and said, I bet you if you said your name was Pedro, she'd never forget.
Probably.
She'd be like, yeah, that's more like it.
Andrew.
Oh, boy.
Andrew.
What kind of Latino name is Andrew?
It's the Polish side of me.
She's like, you mean Andres?
Sure. Whatever.
Andres?
Close enough.
Andres?
It's the same thing. Whatever works for you.
You know what's funny is like when they say your last name right and you know them for a while and they start saying it wrong, like out of the blue. I've had people at the at work.
They can't get your last name right?
No, they did get it right at the beginning and then all of a sudden they just say it wrong again.
Instead of Beaterball, they're doing Butterball.
Oh, yeah. You know, they say Beaterball for the first 2 years, and then all of a sudden it's Butterball.
Yeah. I still like Schwartzky's way. What is it? Beaterball.
Who said that? Oh, yeah.
Chuck Schwartzky that said something like that?
Beaterball.
Oh,
Pat.
Oh, Pat. Yeah.
He's like, Beaterball? He's like, Beaterball is all one name.
That's the hyphenated. Best part.
It's always good times.
Best part. All right, boys, let's talk about this hot garbage.
Oh, by the
Central.
Way, we aren't doing your Killing Me Smalls today.
Yeah.
But
we aren't.
But King B-Mac came in hot.
Oh, did he?
Oh, say it real quick. Before
do
we
it.
Go.
Do no, it.
Northwestern
it.
You're Killing Me Small. That's it. That's the post.
We love you, King B-Mac.
Thank you,
no,
buddy.
That's a great point to put out. Moving forward, your Killing Smalls will be a staple for Monday's shows.
Yes.
So then we can give you guys enough content on the Wednesdays and Fridays. Since we are doing
content,
shorter,
content,
all about content, baby.
We'll do some new stuff on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Which we'll have this segment.
You know
but,
what?
Yeah.
I've got a feeling.
Yeah.
I think I may have an idea who I'm going to ask to be on the show next week.
Don't say it. We got to tease it.
Maybe. Oh, I'm going to tease the bejeebus out of this one.
Andrew's got
to. I got to figure out how to do another little thing.
This one. Trust me.
I'll figure it out.
This one won't be hard.
Oh, okay.
His name's a color.
Oh.
It won't be hard at all.
You know what? I could still do it. It doesn't matter.
But I got to make sure it's okay.
I'll try to do it the trickiest way I possibly can.
All I can say, he's got your back.
Oh, I know. Yeah! Ah! There you go. Just put up my tattoo.
I plugged it
as the clue.
I don't know if they'll be able to read that.
If they watch the show, they
by the way,
the baseball? Yeah.
By the way, his autograph greater than the others.
Yeah, I did like how his looks.
Yeah, it did.
His looks
nice.
All right.
But that being said.
All right, boys. Let's talk to baseball. Not talk to baseball. We're going to talk about baseball.
Talking to baseball.
We talked to Sam. We're going to talk about baseball. As we all know, it's All-Star break. All-Star game happened yesterday. Home Run Derby Monday. And
Before we get started on that, I would love to hear y'all's thoughts on the
All-Star game?
Home Run Derby.
The Home Run. I'm not going to lie. I didn't get to catch all of it.
I thought it was fine. I don't know.
How hard were you rooting against Vlad Jr. in the final?
I wasn't wanting
I mean,
him.
I know you won money off of
I,
him. But
I, well, that's the thing is I was kind of indifferent on it, so either way, so.
He wanted something for the White
I
Sox.
I wanted something, yeah. I wanted something to happen.
And
but,
you know what he got out of that?
Yeah.
My calf! Exactly.
Well, can't play.
I couldn't believe that. Like,
sorry.
You didn't even run.
I know.
It's funny because I was listening to Bernstein and Holmes for a little bit, and Holmes totally was like, Dan, this is all your fault. Because Dan kind of said, watch, he's going to get injured.
Did he really?
Yeah,
you
did.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Son of a-
but so, no, you know.
Congrats to Vlad. Yeah. I mean, 72 dingers.
It was fine.
Pretty,
I mean,
history made.
Yeah.
First father-son duo mm-hmm. ever to win the home run derby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Griffey's
fantastic.
Never did it, so. This is
Senior didn't have the sweet,
no,
sweet
he
science.
Didn't have-
oh, that's right. Yeah, he won it 16 years ago. Oh, wow. That is pretty cool. Yeah.
People forget how bad apples Vlad Sr. was. Vlad Sr. was a beast.
Yeah. Although those Angels years are sometimes forgettable. Unfortunately.
Really,
unfortunately.
Let's have real talk right now. Anyone who plays for the Angels, their years are... You can put up all the statistics you want. No one's watching. Yeah.
Go back to being Anaheim.
You're still playing Anaheim. That's what we don't get.
Oh, see, that's why my guy Rodriguez lost in the second round. He tired himself out.
41.
41 in the first round. He did that last year. And I'm like, dude, you like,
I'm tired. I'm tired.
It's like, no, duh, you're tired. 41? Good God.
I feel like there's a reason that certain people got in.
Oh, it was a popular contest.
Well, not just that, but...
You need to have the home runs, but you need to have the
showmanship.
Name. Yeah, it was absolutely.
They wanted showmanship. Listen, Schwarb should have been in there. I don't care what anybody says. Schwarb should have been in there.
He's got 20-some-odd in the season right now. I mean... Totally would have put him in there.
He likes to act like you've been there before. Mm-hmm. Who likes that? Act like you've been there before.
Still,
listen, Baby Bambino deserves all...
I mean, I don't disagree with you. It's just like you said.
And
they
fact
want,
that he's on the Phillies
spice.
Now makes it even better.
You know how loud? So we were talking about, you know, the chance in Seattle about with Ohtani.
Oh, for Ohtani?
Yeah. Imagine if he was in the Derby.
See, here's the thing.
He could have probably been if he would have. They would have.
They brought all the All-Stars for Seattle.
Yeah.
Were in attendance except for Ichiro.
Yeah. I got work to do.
Yeah, I don't
I'm on
know
a business
if
trip.
He really appreciated Seattle.
Who, Ichiro?
Yeah.
Oh, him.
I mean, it seems like he likes Seattle.
Has he been back since he left?
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay. I
think he works with them as like an ambassador to baseball for
then
Japan.
Then why didn't Ohtani sign?
Because why step in another man's shoes and make your own?
He would have blown Ichiro's shoes out of the water.
No, I don't agree with that.
God bless Ichiro, one of the greatest pure hitters I've ever seen in my entire life. And that includes watching Tony Gwynn.
Right.
Tony Gwynn will forever be my, you can't stop
me. I mean, right now I don't think he probably cares because now he's 29 years old and he's clearly talking about how, you know, he hates losing with the Angels. Yeah. And money's now becoming a question that's on his tongue. So
well, and I mean, they were even talking to some of the fellow All-Stars, and they're all like, "Yeah, if he doesn't get $600 million, we'll
yeah,
they're
all saying that he should get $600 million.
He's gonna make a lot more than that. That man makes a lot of money.
You got ready. Have you heard about the money he makes for the Angels in itself? Not for him, but for the organization.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, remember
just
I told
ridiculous.
You.
Ridiculous.
It was $40 million he makes. The next closest is Mike Trout. He makes $5 million.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's how popular he is because he is the international star baseball desperately needed.
But the thing is, like, you hear $600 million, and it's like that
and
sounds
you
like
you can't get him in the playoffs.
That's the problem.
You hear about $600 million, it's like people are like, that's an insane amount of money.
Of course.
It's like, but it is. But you're paying for what he is.
Yeah.
And what he's going to bring. You're going to make that $600 million back.
There is no other star like him in sports. Not just baseball. Sports.
The only athlete, and I've said this to you, I believe. The only athlete that I can come close to comparing him to as an athlete doing what he's doing is Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being an elite player in both baseball and football.
Yeah.
But this guy's doing it both sides.
I would honestly say, I think,
being an elite player, pitching and hitting.
Oh, I would say, I think Ohtani even goes possibly surpass that.
Well, so I actually...
Oh, and that's what I'm... When it comes to pure
Bo was a decent baseball player. I'm not
Bo
saying...
Bo was a...
He made an all-star
great
here.
Great baseball player.
So I asked Chuck Swirsky this last week, and I want to ask you guys this, because he kept bringing up about bringing Ohtani to Chicago in general, White Sox or Cubs. I told him, like, okay, let's say he comes to one of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
A few years from now, he's on the team. Would you arguably consider him one of the greatest Chicago athletes to ever play?
If he continues on the trend that he's on right now, barring injury... Yes.
The moment he signed the contract, he's the best baseball player on either team.
Exactly.
So right there.
I'm saying, without a doubt. Chicago has a history of fantastic athletes.
He's already, I would say, one of the top 50 greatest baseball players we've ever seen in the history
of the
game.
He's the greatest baseball player we've ever seen. Bar none.
I'd say he's the top.
I don't think he's there yet, but I think by the time he's all said and done,
who else?
I'd still put Babe Ruth and Willie Mays and
those
guys.
You cannot do that. Babe Ruth was hitting 80-mile-an-hour pitches. Same with what
you can't fault him for that, though. That's the way the game was back then.
The freakish athleticism that this guy has.
Right.
The power.
No, absolutely. On the pure baseball talent alone, on his ability to pitch and hit and do it consistently.
There's no one.
There's nobody that compares to him. Unfortunately, the problem is that he's not getting that team to get those rings. And that's where I differentiate why he's not at the top of the baseball.
And
if he does go to the Dodgers or the Yankees and he gets them some rings, then we could start talking about this guy being one of the greatest baseball players ever.
It's going to be the biggest travesty ever in Major League Baseball if he goes to one of those teams.
That would be horrible.
I'm just being not for him.
I'm telling you right now.
I mean, big market.
And that's the thing.
He's going to make a lot of money, and he's probably going to win a lot of games and probably win some trophies.
Here's the sneaky team, and I'm just going to put it out there because they've done it before and they'll do it again. Don't sleep on the Padres making this move. Do not sleep on the Padres.
They're spending stupid money just like the Mets. So
do not.
The difference is at least the Padres get production out of the money that they put into these players.
That's true.
The Mets aren't getting anything from the guys that they just poured $500 million into.
See what happened.
A $1 billion in total contract.
You know, Lenny's going crazy right now.
What the hell, man? I did
more on a quarter of that.
I can play so much better than Escobar, and I don't even play shortstop. I excluded some words because I know he would throw in some
right-winged stuff. Yes, that'd be my third cousin right there, ladies and gentlemen. Yep.
All right, so as we're in the halfway point of the season, let's talk AL. Let's go to the AL Central first. So you got the Guardians leading the division right now at 545 apiece, and the White Sox still only 8 games behind at 38-54.
Say it like it's a thing.
it's just
like there's
the
hope.
Sad thing is that this division's still up for grabs.
Yeah, no, it that is the sad point.
It takes one major injury on Cleveland, and that team's
Minnesota. If
Shane,
one of those guys
bombs only half
off,
game behind.
If Bieber goes down for the Guardians, that makes the Guardians so mortal.
They're gonna probably have to think about trading him. The guy they're gonna keep is Jose Ramirez, but they're probably gonna have to think about trading Bieber.
Yeah.
Because he's the gun guy. He's the one guy that can get you back all the prospects that you need to restart this thing.
Do you see the Sox making a move at the deadline?
Yes, they should.
Who?
Everybody except
Burn, Mother Trucker. Burn.
I've said this before.
Baby, burn.
I would keep Robert. I would.
Now you're doing it.
You're welcome.
I'm only doing it because of last time. I would keep Robert. Okay. I would
He'd be the only one I'd keep.
I'd keep him. It's a maybe. It's a 50-50 with Cease because the offer has to come in deep enough that I would be willing to let him go. If I were the GM, I would have to get a good enough offer, which means 2 pitching prospects and 3 guys that can work
his
in the outfield and
down.
In the infield.
I'm not lying. I've heard 2 teams that are very interested in him, and I drooled over both of them.
Which were
Orioles and Reds.
Yeah. Well,
oh, okay.
I trade him to the Orioles in a heartbeat because they've got all the prospects.
So the Reds.
Yeah, and the Reds.
The Reds are now starting to bring up.
The Reds don't want to sell their farm because their farm's starting to build.
I don't think their farm would take that big of a hit for Dylan Cease right now.
No, maybe not. But, I mean, they would want one of their better players. I know that.
Yeah.
So, but and I don't know if the Reds would be willing to get. Orioles don't care. They're loaded up. Like, they got all their guys are coming up, and the only one they have to really worry about right now is Jackson Holliday. That's it. He's their other guy they're waiting on at this
Roy's
point.
Roy's kid?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. And he looks he's going to need a little bit more work, but if he's anything like his dad was, yeah, he's going to be something
his
special.
His dad was never stupid overpowering, but God, was he intimidating.
Yeah. I mean, this kid's got pop. For a high school kid, he's got pop, but I would keep Robert, I would keep Crochet.
Really?
Cuz he's a left-handed pitcher.
Well, Berger.
And he's got big size. I'd keep Berger. I know a lot of people would say sell him because he's at his height right now, but at this point, I think he's one of those power guys that can move into third. You can trade Moncada. I know Moncada's got defense, but Moncada has more value, I think, in his name than Berger does. And then I would maybe keep Sheets, but possibly trade him later, and then keep Andrew Vaughn at first because he's probably going to be one of your more sound guys to be the leader of the ball club.
Now, another thing you got to think about, too.
Hendricks is gone.
No, he might stay, but everybody else can go.
I think Hendricks is gone. Hendricks is going to bring back a lot. And I've got a pretty good idea where he's going.
The thing is that everyone's going to be worried about, you know, I know he's in remission now, thankfully, and we're all very happy for that. But people are going to be concerned about, well, how's that going to affect his play? And I think that's, you can probably trade him and get something, but are you going to get enough that you're going to be able to say, okay, it's worth losing him? Whereas keeping a closer, because closers are, you can say they're a dime a dozen, but really they're not. Like, to find a guy that can work in the eighth and the ninth inning consistently is going to be hard.
I have a question for you. And just, I'm going to throw this out there.
Okay.
They've got the talent.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of the things that they're missing is a pure catcher.
Yeah, no, that's one of the bigger problems.
Why not look in division and see what it would take to get Perez?
I was saying that. I said that weeks ago, months ago. Why didn't they trade for Perez at the beginning of the season when they got Griffel as their manager and just say, hey, can you help us with the Kansas City thing on getting Perez in here? You worked with him. You're his boy. Get him here as the catcher. He can work with the pitchers. He's great with that stuff. He's great at framing. He can throw guys out, kind of. I know his arm's starting to kind of fall off here and there. But he still hits consistently.
He's getting up there.
Yeah, he's 33, but he can still hit consistently. He's at, like, what, 290, 295? I
mean, that is a Caribbean 33, too.
Exactly. So he still looks good. So
he might be closer to 40.
Listen. Yadier Molina was like 40 when he just left here. Okay, he was still looking good. So.
Which once again, and we'll get into this in a little bit, but that's one that completely blows me away is the Cardinals. But we'll get to that here.
Oh yeah,
we'll
go. Yeah. So, but going to what I was with the division still up for grabs. If you look, the easiest schedules, three teams left that has the easiest schedules is Minnesota, White Sox, and Detroit.
Yeah,
White
Sox playing each other.
White Sox might go on a run
schedule. Yeah.
For the next week and a half,
something like that. I mean, they easily could find a way to bounce back, get back into the fight, possibly take the division. That would be awesome. The problem with this team is there's no, like you said, there's no catcher, so there's no real leader on this team. Nobody's voice is coming out in the locker room. It's apparent that Griffel is not getting control of this thing. But again, I don't blame Griffel for that because this is coming from the top. They designed this team with no innate ability to understand whether or not this was going to be a fight for a championship or not. They just said, well, you know, we'll just put the best talent together and see what happens.
They have a semi-tough road coming up. They're going to Atlanta for three games and then New York, Mets for three.
That's not hard.
With this team, though?
The Mets are horrible.
It depends on who they're facing.
Yeah, but they lost
horrible.
They lost their series to Oakland. Like a week before the deadline.
Yeah, but Oakland's playing for their heart. All-star. That's the problem.
Oakland's playing decent ball now. They can be called a baseball team somewhat.
I barely call them.
They
until they go to Vegas.
They did sweep Tampa. Let's not.
Yeah, but that's not impressive. You beat the analytics. Big deal. Yeah. Your computers were better than their computers. Good job.
Yeah.
My question to you, Andrew, being the Sox fan, if they trade away Tim
Anderson. For
now. If they trade away Tim Anderson.
Yeah.
He's going to be a
Cincy fan. Would you like to see Tim Anderson land?
Honestly, I think he would. I think he would be really good at maybe if he went to the Rangers as like a backup at short.
Really?
I think so. Here's the thing. Is he going to move to second base? Is he willing to do that? Because then you have more options. Because
I think if he's going to a contender,
yeah.
I think his willingness to go to second base would
bend. I would think so because everybody needs more second basemen than they do shortstops right now. Everybody's loaded at short. You need a second baseman more than anything. So, I mean, I would say being like a backup to Houston or something like that would be more of the case. If he actually wants to play, I'm trying to think like where would be a good spot for him. Maybe Pittsburgh.
Our friends. See, that's going to we're going to
because
get into,
Cruz is still out,
gonna,
so they need
we're
somebody.
We're going to get into Pittsburgh in a little bit because I'm not sure what Pittsburgh's going to do. But that being said, it was brought to our attention working on a certain show that the Angels might be a great landing spot.
That's not bad. That's not bad for him.
You think that would but now bringing that talent over there, you think that would convince?
They're not contending.
Otani to stay, though?
No.
No?
No.
Absolutely not.
He's going.
Hey, here's the problem.
TA has just been kind of, he's been sloppy.
Well, not just that.
Ever since the home run at the walk-off home run he had.
Here's the problem with all of this is the fact that for the Angels to make a run, everybody's got to be healthy. And guess who's not healthy?
Yeah. Shocking.
Mike Trout. 32-year-old
man is hurt again.
He's going to be done soon.
I don't know. He's going to play out his contract.
He's either going to play out his contract or he's going to go and Otani leaves next year and he's going to look at him and go, hey, out of respect, can you trade me to a contender, please?
He's not leaving.
You don't think?
Mike Trout's too much of the I don't want to be surrounded by the media guy. Because let's be honest, if he wanted to go to be with a contender, he could have done that years ago. He could have done it before he signed that contract.
But once again, Mike Trout's one of those guys that is...
He's a proud man.
He's a proud man, yes, but at the same time, he's also that face that'll blend into the black background.
Yeah, well, that's easy to say, but then when you get him into, like, New York, right?
I would almost guarantee you...
If he went to the Yankees...
With all of the charismatic people that the Yankees have on their team, Aaron Judge.
He'd still stick out.
Anthony Rizzo.
He would still stick out.
Mike Trout would fall to the wayside.
It'd be Aaron. Well, because Aaron Judge is hurt right now.
He would stick out.
He would still because he's Mike Trout.
If you think about it.
That's the thing is that he's a name brand Yankees, athlete in baseball.
The Yankees.
And don't tell me that he wouldn't he would sink away because who do you think they're going to put on all the promotional work? Guess who we just acquired? Mike Trout. Guess who we're putting on the billboard now? Mike Trout. Guess who's going on all the promotion?
The greatest pure baseball player to ever play the game.
Guess who's going on? Oh, by the way, guess where he's from? New Jersey. So guess what? We got Mike Trout from New Jersey. So that's going to be everywhere. You know that's what they're going
to
do.
I think he should just get traded to the Phillies and call it a day.
He goes over to the Yankees, he'd already have a higher... He would have the highest batting average
over... the Pirates.
He'd have the highest batting average at the Yankees.
Listen.
Yeah, he would.
You keep bringing up the Pirates, and I mean,
I think they're buyers.
White Sox... The White Sox just this past year gave their first $100 million contract.
Yeah, I know.
Ryan Zarb ain't gonna give anyone money.
No, he's not giving out any.
No, he won't.
That I can't wait for your son to take over, man.
But that being said,
hope you get worse.
Do you want to take a break and go to the NL next?
We can go right into it if you guys want to, or you guys want to.
I'm cool with it.
Let's go right into it.
We already kind of did.
Let's kind of already. All right, so let's go to the NL.
Well, Lonnie freaking does.
Somebody tired.
Just gonna make it more difficult for me. When I have to podcast later.
Do you want to take a break?
Yes.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to... Mr. Bordop over here. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about the NL Central. That's always... That's another division that's still up in for grabs. Stinky. We're going to talk about that next here on Blow the Whistle on Sports Town Shy slash, nope, at twitch.tv/SportsTownShy.